and welcome to episode 25 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, you guys know that we love to talk to you about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on social at social. On socials. at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Thank you very much for that, Shanice. coming through with the vocals as usual. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the tea, the stories, the interesting stuff that's happened in the K-world over the past week or so. So, girl, you got any tea, any food?
I got some tea for you, but before I give you some tea, you can get some more tea. Yes, bonus tea on my Instagram at kpopbox_, where you can watch the static. Oh my god. I'll cover some stories there that's different to stories over here. First things first, I don't know if you remember, you have to go back a couple years, okay? Was this like 2016? I don't know. I can't remember. But do you remember the very first season of Produce 101, the IOI series?
Yes. Yes.
Now, I don't know if you remember this, but when they were showing like teasers, there was a clip of Somi and she looked like she was ready to fight someone. You've never seen this?
Okay, girl, I don't even remember what I had for breakfast, so I'm probably not the best person to
ask. Oh my God. It was very like...
I believe you.
Okay, after this, I'm going to show you. So basically, you know, like how, I don't know if it was at the end of an episode, say, oh, it's coming up next or coming up this season. It was like one of those kind of clips, right? So there's a clip of Somi and she's like ready to fight someone, basically. And then there's someone else holding her back and she's like yelling and in tears or whatever, right? However, as the series progresses, this clip was never in any of the episodes. So fans for years have been wondering what was going on, who was she beefing with, who was she about to throw some hands, like, what's the tea? So recently, she revealed she was just being a troll. Basically, she was bored, nothing was really happening, and she said to the camera guy, oh, this would spark interest, I'm going to pretend that I want to fight, right?
I'm done.
So that's what she did. And then someone else got involved. Like, she really got into it. She, you know, it looked real to me. Someone else was holding her back. Then they probably just mashed another clip of someone else crying for a different reason. Probably someone got eliminated or they didn't do well or whatever. And that's how that clip came about. So she was basically saying nothing really happened. She was bored. She told the camera guy, roll tape.
I'm so done.
So let's hope Somi gets in a K-drama soon, because that was a masterpiece.
Okay. Why does that like remind me of like, what is it? Like the audio is like, I was bored, so I ruined lunch.
Moving on. Let's talk about YG, a YG trainee. There's a YG trainee named Vicky, and she's under fire for saying... Ooh. For saying what, Shay? What do you think she'd be under fire for? Guess.
No comment.
You've guessed it, kids.
My lawyer present. No.
You've guessed it, kids. It's the N-word. Yay! Do you want to know
so many other words I can't. Yes. Okay, proceed.
She said it not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but 15 times.
Basically, in a row?
Yes, because she was singing a song. She was singing Tap In by a Sweetie for a trainee talent show. And she kept all the N-words in.
To really respect the original piece of...
Yeah, she's being authentic, I guess. In the past... She's a Chinese trainee, and she was also in the reality TV show You For You. She's rumored to be debuting in YG's newest girl group, Baby Monsters. if that's the name they're going to go for. Obviously, nothing's been officially confirmed, but if she does, everyone on social media is basically saying, girl, you've ruined the debut, and it hasn't even happened yet. So yeah, the clips are still around. They're very easy to find. It does look like it's one of those evaluation clips, if you get what I mean. You know, where they get evaluated monthly or weekly or whatever. So, Vicky.
I feel like that's been a trend recently of, like, trainees having, like, some wild stories come out before they've even debuted.
Yeah. So, we'll see if YG hasn't said anything at the moment. There's no statements. Moving on to our favourite person, our favourite troublemaker, our favourite tea sipper, Han So-hee. Do you remember her?
Who?
Oh, you're going to remember when I say. So she's decided she wants to create a YouTube channel for celebrity gossip. So this girl, right? She's known to... it's come back to you now, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, she was involved with T.O.P., B.I., Wonho. So on the 6th of February, she dropped a sudden teaser video on her new YouTube channel. What surprised people was the name of her channel, which took a dig at what the public had been calling her. Due to her multiple scandals and drug charges, Han So-hee was termed as a psychopath by many fans and members of the general public. Han So-hee's turned the tables, naming her channel So-hee Psychopath. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the teaser videos, she starts off by saying, is there anyone who doesn't know me? This girl, I say. Okay. She's like, the girl with the ultimate bad rep. I have no idea who the real me is either. I think I know me, and then I don't. I've always stood by this, but all humans want attention. That's right. I've been wanting to start a YouTube. She's here to be messy. And so he then hinted at some of the most controversial keywords associated with her names online. Illegal drugs, bisexual, and YG. I don't know what this girl's doing. Finally, she ended the teaser with the words, it's the first time in a really long time that I'm telling people what I've been up to. If you want to watch, then watch. If you don't want to, then don't. I'm just here to say that I'm doing fine. Girl, no one asked.
Screaming. Wow. She really came through the drama. Yes. Okay.
Allegedly, she wants to start like a gossip channel. And she spread rumors about various people, including BTS's V, by claiming that she saw him at a club when he was underage. This was then proven false. And then Monster X is Shownu for being in a relationship with a married woman. So she's
just, I remember that. What? Yeah, okay.
She's just doing the most. She wants to be like messy. I don't know. I just think it's sad, but kind of funny at the same time.
But I was actually saying this to like a friend the other day. Like, for some celebrities, becoming like an actor or a singer, you're kind of screened in a way. Like, don't get me wrong, they let some crazy ones through the door too, but there's like a quota you have to meet. For social media, it's just open floodgates. Like, psychopaths, crazy people, everyone's invited. Like, just come join us. Like, can there please be some rules or something?
Well, I guess that's why she's taking that route, because she's like, this training life is too boring. I'm gonna do it my way. So yeah, that's Hot Topics. Again, if you guys want to join in the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou. And yeah, let's move on. So our next... Damn, girl. Need some water. Okay. Our next segment is called Say What? Where you send your unpopular opinions, tea, stories, discussions, all that good stuff. And if you do want to send us something, send it to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on socials. So Shay, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So today, thanks for tuning in to Say What. Our very first story and headline is, Once again, this isn't our opinion. Why did I go into news mode?
But anyway, I don't know.
These aren't our and Pop's opinion, just like to chuck it in there. I think you guys should know by now, but these aren't ours. So the first person said, not an unpopular opinion, but idols should have the right to act the way they want. I hate when companies assign idols personalities. I don't find girl groups funny because they have to act cute and polite, and that's just stupid.
Okay, let's break this down. So let's so the first part is this person doesn't like the false personalities.
The assigned personalities, yes.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Yes.
To be honest, do they still do that now? I feel like...
Not as much, I don't think, but you still do see it.
I feel like they might, because obviously now everything, when I say now, I don't mean like right now, but recent, you know, you have V-Lives, you have everything. It's kind of hard to, I feel like it's kind of hard to assign someone a personality that they're not, unless they're loud and you tell them to be quiet. Like, you can't really do it the other way around. Like, oh, you're quiet? Yeah. Nah, you're going to be loud. I think what companies are guilty of doing now is probably just hamming it up. So, for example, if I'm generally a sweet person, they may try to make me too sweet. And if I'm already annoyingly loud, be more annoying. So that can get annoying.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've even, not necessarily a whole personality, but someone like Momo, where I think she spoke in like maybe her natural like resting voice for like the first time that people had seen online, and like everyone glitched. So I think just letting them be their real self in terms of that, because it's entertainment. They do have to keep an image. That's why people like it. But we still want to feel like they're real people.
So we kind of agree with that part. And then the second part is, I don't find girl groups that funny because they have to always act cute and polite. Is that
weird? Yeah.
And that's
cute and
that's polite. Just stupid. That's my favorite part. I see what you mean with the cute part.
But again, there's a few layers, like there's like a few layers to it, because one, we have to take into consideration that even though there are different cultures in the West, there's sort of an umbrellaing culture in a way. But we have to keep in mind that Korea has its own culture where people are quite polite. They're taught to be quite polite and kind of quiet in a way. So one, it could just be part of the culture that we're not used to. But I guess like sometimes it is amped up where they have to like act overly cute and it's just a bit much.
Yeah, the cute thing I get, the polite thing, I don't know. I mean, you can't go wrong with being polite. Can you imagine? Stop being polite. It's stupid.
Imagine. Oh my gosh, they should try that though. Imagine like some of those like FaceTime fan meets, and they're just like, what do you want? Okay, we got 1 minute left, like, what do you want?
Do you like my hair? No.
And
it's like, oh my gosh, like, I really love that song off your album. Okay
maybe keep the manners, like, keep that part. So I guess we agree with the first part.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next person said, Jeonwoo's entire cutesy personality is fake to fit his quote-unquote concept.
Do you know him personally? That's question number one.
Okay, he's my neighbor.
Oh, okay. Is it? Swear down, okay.
I borrow sugar from him all the time. Okay.
Oh, I bet you do.
What was that?
Child, anyway, so I don't know about all that because I don't know him. And I don't know. From what I see, it seems like that's just him. Like, he just seems cute. And yeah, I
don't feel like it's overdone.
Yeah, I feel like he's quite quiet. But then you have to remember there's like 20, because it's Jeonwoo from NCT, right? So there's like 23 members as well. So I don't know. I feel like he's quite quiet and cute and doesn't seem forced. It's not like he's going, wow, look at me, I'm cute. It's just...
No. Yeah, I don't... And once again, it's entertainment. So some of it will be manufactured to some extent.
Editing.
But I feel like exactly. But I feel like out of all the groups out there, I find NCT entertaining because they all have different personalities that don't feel forced, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, just go watch a video of them doing like their relay cams or some other stuff. There is no controlling that lot.
So we disagree.
Our next unpopular opinion is boy groups do cute concepts better and girl groups do badass concepts better.
I just disagree with this. I feel like they both do it the same, just certain groups do certain concepts better. I don't think a certain gender, I was about to say genre and gender at the same time. I don't think a certain gender does a certain genre better.
Yeah, I think, but once again, it's like just concepts, so I don't think it can just be umbrellaed to, oh, just boy groups or just girl groups.
Next caller. Next case.
Okay, and our very last unpopular opinion for today is BTS and Blackpink are not the kings and queens of K-pop.
Okay, so you... Oh, I'm not getting emotional. It's just I can't speak today.
Patience, don't cry.
How dare you? No, no. I would have liked if you did offer who your king and queen of K-pop is so we could have then compared and contrast and discussed it. You know what I mean?
There is like no official, like, I don't know, what's the right word? Like monarchy in K-pop. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
There is. I'm the queen. Oh, I'm at the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take Duchess then. I'm good with that. But yeah, I guess, I don't know, if people just say in passing, like that's their opinion, I guess.
Yeah.
But
like, and what's king and queen criteria?
Yeah. Because we could apply. Yeah. Like, you never know.
You don't know. We might debut.
You would be might. I can't.
Yes. Sure. I just feel like, I don't know, obviously to non-K-pop people, their names will be the most recognizable now, I guess. Does that make them king and queen? I don't know. That's down to your
opinion.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent about this.
No comment. Like, I don't. That's that. Like, no comment. Yes, I guess, well, that's all of our unpopular opinions for today. We do actually have a dilemma.
We do,
but I'll be air quoting because she didn't put it in the note. But yes, I'll be air quoting. But our dilemma was someone had written in basically saying that they sometimes feel awkward if they start talking to an Asian person. So in terms of like dating in a romantic way, and then having to explain that they like K-pop when music taste comes up. And I think we've dealt with a similar dilemma before. But
I was going to say, someone mentioned it to me. So they didn't, technically they didn't write in, but they said, oh, can you discuss it? Basically, it's similar in the same realm of, dating an Asian guy, whatever. This guy is Korean. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Valentine's soon. Ooh, love. Mm-hmm. She wants to do stuff with him for Valentine's. Sorry. I don't know why I'm taking so long to say. She basically wants to do stuff, and he likes K-pop as well.
Okay.
She wants to... She basically
you're making this sound really bad.
She wants to do a K-pop themed Valentine's. She was saying she wants to get hot balloons and maybe like print some faces on there or stick some faces on there, and she wants to have like a themed. I don't know what she meant, but she said something along the lines of, for example, just say her bias favorite food is tteokbokki. She would have like, just say it's Jimin. She'd be like, oh, for starters, we're having Jimin's tteokbokki and Mamamoo's favorite barbecue dish. And,
okay.
But then she's got flack from her friends saying that's too much and that's going to scare them off. So her thing is that going to scare said person off?
I'm scared.
So I'm scared.
I'm sorry, girl, but I was terrified during that whole...
I think it's way too much.
I'm terrified, but once again, everyone's like relationship is their own. So if like if they're both K-pop fans, they would sort of.
She did say she's more of like he does. I feel like he's a doubler, so he doubles out. Like he like if you say oh this group, he probably knows who you're talking about. He may not know every song. But she's like
clued in.
He's clued in, and but she's more invested, I guess. So she's the one that would have like the more obscure facts, and she would know this show's gonna come out, and this group, and probably some blood group types. Blood types, shoulder widths.
Okay, girl, don't do it. You're gonna be eating that tteokbokki alone.
Yeah, that's. Oh yeah, they. I haven't been dating for long either. So only been like two, three months.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just don't make it weird. Like you can play some like your favorite songs, and just you can try making dishes that maybe.
Yeah, but just
get them because there are those like idol recipes. Like I know there's like Mark's ramen recipe, so you can do that. But just don't make it. Weird.
I guess you could still do it. Don't do the I said this to her, but she was like, I want to hear you say on the podcast. I said, don't do the balloon thing. That's weird. Just get, if you want to get balloons, get balloons. If you want to have certain dishes, have certain dishes, but you don't have to be like, this is Mark's ramen. Just be like, we're eating noodles. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, don't make it K-pop themed. Like, it could be K-pop themed in your mind, but don't.
No.
Don't do that. And plus, also, because it's so early, like, does he want to do all of this stuff? Do you get what I mean? Because I know me personally, like, bear in mind, like I said, she's been seeing this person 2-3 months. I don't mean like they've been friends prior and then they got together. So she's technically known this person.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay.
For about 2-3 months, maybe say four. Just say they've been talking a month before, and then second month in they made things official. But yeah, they just say 4 months max. She's known this person.
I don't do it. I think there are some people. I don't know. It's hard to speak on because I'm not there. But there are some people that are like hardcore fans, and their partners are fine with that.
Yeah,
and that's your life. Like, I'm not here to judge you or tell you how to live your life. So if he is aware that she's like a hardcore fan and he vibes with that, that's them.
Yeah, but I think the difference is if he wanted to do that for her, I probably would have been like, yeah, because she would love it. But yeah, I feel like she's more like doing this for herself and hoping that he likes it.
Yeah, don't do it. And can you please elaborate on the balloon idea? Because
so she wants to, you know those helium heart balloons?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she's, I don't know if she's gonna, she wants to get like special ordered balloons where you can like actually have faces on them.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
Or she's gonna like print pictures out and cut it out and stick it on there. But she wanted
just Jimin bubbling in her living room.
Well, whoever her bias is or his bias is, just don't do that.
No, I'm sorry. It's a no from me.
No. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. I've already said this, but she wanted me to mention it. And then she's like, you know, there you go.
No, just put in your favorite song, relax.
You are my destiny.
Yes.
Kure, you are my destiny.
Or just get Shanice on FaceTime and she can sing in the background.
OST. Oh, okay. Since it's like this episode is going left, but it's okay. It's the love edition. Sure, let's go with it. Do you have like any K-pop like love songs that you like? I mean, most songs are about love anyway, so you don't have to think too hard. It doesn't have to be like super lovey.
Define a love song, because I have a playlist on Spotify with like the purple devil emoji that has like J-Park thought songs on it. So
I mean, it could be a sexy song like, girl, I wanna Unwrap you like a gift under the Christmas tree. It could be, I wanna hold your hand and go to the park.
I'm screaming. I'm
fine. It could be, oh my gosh, I got a crush on you and I don't know how to say it because I'm shy. Any of those categories.
Thank you for those. What can I say? Wavy love talk.
Oh my gosh. What a Valentine's classic.
It really is.
For me, it has to be Crush Hug Me. That's my song. That's my jam. That's my jam. I feel like that's my answer to everything. Crush Hug Me.
Not like with no context if you didn't know who Crush was. Crush that hug whole me. Sentence. Crush Hug Me.
That sounds very aggressive, isn't it? You're my crush. Okay. Hug me.
Crush Hug Me. Like, okay, cool.
It's like, girl, I don't even like you. I'm like, you will.
No.
Just hug me. That sounds very creepy. Consent, guys. But yeah, I think that's the end of Say What / Dilemmas. I don't know where this went, really left.
It really did.
Pretty quick, but it's fine. Should we just go on the radar?
Yes, please. So now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to share what's been on our radars, any songs, programs, or just anything in general that we want you guys to check out. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
So we are collabing with other Black K-pop podcasters for the month of February for Black History Month. It's called Black Into K-pop Collective. So if you check out Black Into K-pop on Twitter, there's different things going on. So me and another podcast called 106 and Soul, we had a live on Friday. Yeah. Wow, I don't even know what day is. Last Friday, which was pretty cool. I think there's like a few things coming up. There are like some giveaways and stuff like that. So yeah, just check it out. You can go on our Instagram and there's a post which will then lead you to other things. Wow, I can't explain. But yeah, collaborations in February. We want reparations. Okay, that's it.
We're done. What's been on my radar? I really don't know. NCT's relay cam thing. Shotaro's one came out the other day and I just love him. Like, his existence is such a huge contrast. Just, yeah, because he's like, you know, it's like those memes where people are like, oh, this person looks like these set emojis, and it might be like a love heart, a flower, sparkles, and then their personality is like knives and like just... That's how I see him, because he's like so lovely, quiet, calm. And then I dare you to play a song with a good beat for that boy, because he can dance.
Listen, they stole him off TikTok, right?
Yes.
So they stole him off TikTok and then they got rid of his melanin. But anyway, that's a story for a different day. So yeah, that's all we got time for today. If you do want to check us out, make sure you follow us on socials at How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at K-pop Box _.
Yes, and it's been Shay from the K-Way. And remember that you guys can either DM us on socials or feel free to just drop us any unpopular opinions, stories, requests to howyout@gmail.com.
Yes. Oh, just before we go, if you guys do have any Valentine stories, or I don't know how it would like relate to this, like our podcast, because it might have nothing to do with K-pop. I'm just nosy. I want to know what's going on in your lives. Just DM us. Like, cool.
Yes.
Listen, it's our podcast. We could do what we want. You know, you know what I mean. Holler at us. You know. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Really, Shay. You want to add anything? Want anyone to send you anything?
Oh, you guys can like send me money or like,
I knew you were gonna say that. Oh,
because why not? I deserve it.
And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye, Felicia.